This podcast is brought to you by XMWX Weather and by the Bose Headset 10. XMWX satellite weather is as vital as vision. Never fly blind again when you add XMWX satellite weather to your onboard electronic suite. Come see what the latest XMWX satellite weather has to offer at EAA AirVenture 2009 in Hangar C.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from EAA AirVenture 2009 at Oshkosh. I'm with Jim Alpizer of Garmin. Garmin has introduced a new product called the GAD43, which solves a problem that the G600 has had, in that a lot of these owners who are installing the G600 have mechanical gyros, which they have to keep in the panel because the autopilot needs those attitude pick-offs. But this solves that problem. Can you give us a little detail on it?
Well, sure. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate you talking with us. The GAD43 is an exciting new product which now allows the G600 to be a gyro replacement for a lot of those attitude-based autopilots like the KFC series of autopilots and AP65 autopilot using the Collins indicator.
Now, this device, it's worth explaining, is not a gyro itself, but it's a little clever box that listens to the gyro and talks to the autopilot. Is that correct?
That's correct. The GAD43 basically allows for the interface between the autopilot computer and the G600 suite to communicate with each other and provide the attitude information that would otherwise be required for those gyro-based systems.
Currently, what are owners doing, or what have they done in the past with G600 installs? They've had to leave that mechanical gyro somewhere in the panel, I assume.
That's correct. Up until the availability of the GAD43, the attitude indicators previously were left in the airplane to drive the autopilot, and so that really is the exciting news for this product is now that those indicators can come out of the airplane, saving customers tremendous amounts of money on regularly occurring maintenance that would otherwise be required for those mechanical gyros. So now we're actually using the solid-state AHARS information from the G600 suite to provide those inputs into the autopilot.
Now, the G600 installations, as I understand it, do require backup gyros. So if a customer kept his attitude gyro in place for his backup, he can now remove that and replace it with a less expensive gyro or something else. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And that's really the big motivation there is to get away from those more expensive maintenance costs associated with mechanical gyros.
Now, the new versions of the 600 that'll be coming out from, say, late summer forward will have the GAD43 as standard. Is that correct?
Yes. We've got exciting news for Oshkosh. With the introduction of some new software and a few new packages, we will also be including the GAD43 for all future purchases.
And how about interface with the G500, the new G500?
And we've got this great new avionics system coming out for class 1, class 2 aircraft, which are basically aircraft below 6,000 pounds. G500 is intended for those aircraft under 6,000 pounds. And basically, this product will also interface, the GAD43 will also interface with the new exciting G500 avionics suite. And GAD43 will be an option with that avionics suite for $2,995.
Okay, we have some separate coverage on the G500 coming up here at the Oshkosh show. Price on the GAD43?
Price on the GAD43 is $2,995.
And how about availability?
Availability, we will begin shipments in August.
Okay, and I guess to close out here, we should say that listeners can get some additional information on this at the Garmin booth. Do you have that booth number?
We are over in Hangar D, and as you walk up to Hangar D, you can't miss us. We'll have a tremendously large outside exhibit area and quite a bit of space inside.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks for speaking with us, Jim.
Thanks so much, Paul.
We've been speaking with Jim Alpizer of Garmin. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from EAA AirVenture at Oshkosh. Thanks for listening.
XMWX satellite weather is as vital as vision. Never fly blind again when you add XMWX satellite weather to your onboard electronic suite. Come see what the latest XMWX satellite weather has to offer at EAA AirVenture 2009 in Hangar C.